I'm at the cusp. I'm at the epicenter of Tejano music. And guess what? I am able to touch Tejano music, Tejano artists, Tejano design, everything. My name is Rubén Cubillos. I'm a musician, a creative, and an advocate of Tejano music. My responsibility is to advertise and market, but also leave an emotion, leave something, leave a memorable idea that you can associate with the artist. And we're looking at an album cover because this is the biggest piece, right? An album cover is a movie. If it's not compelling from the beginning, nobody's gonna touch it. You're only one of two people that has seen my junk. This is Selena. I have maybe about 15 of these posters left. They don't exist anymore. Selena was a whole different thing. She was the millennial of that time, so she needed to look different. She needed to break away from her look from previous albums that she had done. Let me take you through this. When I meet with Jose Bejar and he says, okay, I need your help. I said, okay, man, I'm in. This dude, all right. I can make it seem like we're in a beach. I can make it seem like we're on the coast somewhere. I found the location where the sun is setting. Her bronze skin is coming out so beautiful. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to touch it. I didn't have to do nothing. Just look at her. And this is raw. This is the best raw that I have ever worked with. The one thing that I really gravitated to was to using my own hand script. And this is my hand script that I dropped in there, which later became her icon. And that's how it lives today. I get to listen to the music before the music is even released. So it gives me a vibe. I know where I'm going. I can feel it. That's the intrigue that I had already learned from the music side. Okay, this is solid gold right here. Here's a frame that's been sitting around here since probably 1990. This is my very first ad for Billboard magazine that describes the top six artists that set the thing in motion. Grupo Mas. The next one is Selena Los Dinos, with Selena picture in there. Johnny Hernandez, which happens to be Little Joe's brother. David Lee Garza, Los Musicales. And then the late Laura Canales. Querida, cada momento de mi vida. The Juan Gabriel story is a story of destiny. Working with Juan Gabriel is not like an 8-to-5. He is an artist. When they were ready for me, they said, you know what? We have a concept. We have some photos. We want to see if you can knock it out of the park. Querida. Sometimes people will bring me the ingredients. Sometimes I go shopping for the ingredients. Sometimes I build a house from the ground up. Sometimes they bring in the door. Sometimes they bring in the chimney, and I put it all together. In this case, they brought the chimney and the front door. And so we did this album, and they decided to call it Juan Gabriel Duos, Los Duos. But I can tell you, I've been here when the home runs were hit. And to see somebody go up and hit a home run today, it means a whole lot. Am I starting to be classic? Yes. Am I trendy? No. Can I be trendy? Yes. Do I want to be? No. I want to be who I am.